Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have on the line Brother Abu Abdullah, who is a resident of a refugee camp near Gaza City. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Abu Abdullah.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Abu Abdullah, can you tell us what you have witnessed in the last few days?
I witnessed many of these events. One of them happened personally with me while I was waiting the bus with a group of my students in front of the college, which is called Gaza Training College. While we were waiting the bus, the Israelis bombed us by at least one missile, which caused the death of seven of my students. And about 20 of them were wounded. And during this event, I witnessed personally, and I was in the event itself. And also, when I returned back to my house, in the way I witnessed also the destruction that was appearing on the many of the police stations that were distracted by the Israeli missiles in my way to my home.
The Israeli government claims that civilians were not targeted.
In fact, many of the civilians were killed. As I told you, these students who were killed and injured was 100% civilians. None of them were a military person or a mujahid or someone who held any weapon. And also, many of the houses beside the military points or the police stations also were affected and were destructed, and many people were killed because they are neighbors of some of the police stations or other security centers in the Gaza Strip.
And what is the atmosphere amongst the residents of Gaza?
In fact, at the moment, all the Gazans are trying to support each other in this very sad atmosphere. And they are so angry because we are left alone as the Palestinians. We are left alone to face the military or the Israeli military machine. We are left alone while we are Muslims, and the Islamic Ummah counts at least one-sixth of the world. So we are left alone in these events. So we are so sad because of this. But the families here in the Gaza Strip, we are now crying and trying to support each other in these very bad events.
Now turning to the surrounding governments of the Muslim countries, Syria, Jordan, Egypt, many of the Gulf states have arranged a meeting which they have delayed until Wednesday, where they will be discussing the current events in Gaza. What has been the role of these governments?
Yes, their role is obvious. First of all, Syria Livni has threatened the Gazans from Cairo. She said that she will change the circumstances in Gaza. She means that by force and by bombing. So she sent us the message of killing, or the message of war from Egypt, from Cairo, while the Egyptian rulers are standing beside her, and none of them said any word. So they witness or they heard for the words from Sevi Livni, and none of them said any word. And at the same time, they kept or they stayed in silence while we are killed. So, and at the same time, they prevent any of the Muslims from Egypt, from Syria, from these countries, they prevent the Muslims from coming to Palestine to help us or to provide us with any food or any medication. So they don't do anything. They don't move the armies to help us. And at the same time, they prevent the Muslims to come here and to help us.
Now, Mahmoud Abbas today gave a comment to the world's media where he claimed the problem is with the government of Gaza, with Hamas. And he argued that to an extent, the government of Gaza, Hamas, brought it on themselves. What is your view on that?
In fact, let me say that all the Gazans here know that Israel and the Israelis don't need any cause in order to bomb us or to fire us. So whether it is Hamas or any other party, the Israelis will not search for any cause to kill us. They usually think of how to kill Muslims and how to destroy them and how to work hard to divert us from our religion and how to break down our resistance and our will in order to yield at the end and say, okay, come on and do the peace treaty that you want, and at the end they want us to forget Palestine and to forget our religion. So I think that Abbas or any of these persons don't say the truth, because the Israelis are our enemies and they can prompt us with a cause or without any cause.
And today I read a message, a comment from the spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Palestine. And it mentioned in the message that he had called for the armies of the Muslim world to intervene and to assist the Muslims in Gaza and in Palestine in general. Is that your call? What do you think of the current malaise or the current situation where the armies are not moving to assist the Muslims of Gaza?
Yes, we blame all the Muslims around us because they have the power and they have the well trained to come and to help us. So as Muslims living in Gaza, we call them. We call these armies. We call the officers and the generals to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to do when He asked them to help each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِنْسَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرِ. This means that if the Muslims beside you or and in any point in the world ask you to help them, go ahead and help them. So they should have or they must move their armies and come to Palestine to help us and to support us. So the people in Gaza, they are hoping and they are waiting any support from these armies, because these armies are known sometimes for their strength and they can do something, but the regimes, the Arabic regimes in Syria and in Egypt and in all the countries around us, they are preventing these armies from coming and they are working just to protect Israel from Muslim parties and from the Islamic movement.
Jazakallah khair, Brother Abu Abdullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you safe and keep all the Muslims there safe.
Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. We wish that one day there will be an Islamic state that will implement Quran and Sunnah, and I think it will not wait any moment to move the armies toward Palestine and toward Iraq and toward all the Muslims who are suffering to liberate them and to help them to be in a good in a good circumstances, and we wish that this moment will be so close from us.